The Father provides Jesus Christ, his Son, on the cross in exchange for our sin. And in this exchange, we traded the worthless beings of our bad trades. And God's saying, come to me, come to the cross, and I got magic beans. I sold my cow. There is no beanstalk. It's a dream. My debased mind fell for that fairy tale. My unbridled passions thought, yes, surely a beanstalk will grow out my window overnight. I'll get away with it. And I need Jesus. And I wake up and I go, there is no beanstalk and I got no cow. And that's the story. And we wake up from it and we turn to God. We are not the adversaries of a wrathful giant who means to crush us. We're not. We have a loving Father in heaven whose concern is for us, who said to his Son, Son, go. Son, go. They need you. Why? Because they've accused others of obvious sin to them while ignoring their own sin and need help. Or if you stand accused by people and you think, you know, I am not doing what they say I'm doing. But look at them. They do the other stuff while they feel so right. You know, because I meet as many people who aren't Christians yet because of Christians. Not because of a rebellion against God who is good and the teaching of Jesus Christ, but because of the packaging in which it was delivered by Christians, so-called. And I'm not a judge of whether they are Christians or not. And yet, Jesus walking around hanging out with sinners wasn't kicking them, wasn't rapping them on the knuckles. In fact, he was considered to be a friend of sinners and tax collectors. And this Jesus, whom God gave us, when we confess our sins, and when we repent of our foolish trades and our thieving ways, our sins are exchanged at the cross for the life of Christ. That's such good news. It's such good news. And we're Christians when we follow Christ because we believe in him. You know, in his finished work, our justification. In his ongoing work as he guides our choices in life, our sanctification. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then Paul, writing to the Corinthians in chapter 6, he continues, and such were some of you. So that list about, you know, it says sexually immoral, adulterous, homosexual in the same batch. So that's everybody except for a husband and a wife. And then it says greedy, conniving, right? And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Are you born of the Spirit? Are you filled with the Spirit? Is he refining you? Are you changed? You must be if you're to be a Christian. All things are lawful to me, Paul says, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. And if you want to look that up, you can see it. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. And so there's Paul saying, you know what? My sin is forgiven. I don't give in to it, though. He says, I could eat pork. Good Jewish boy, it's not a thing. But I don't want trichinosis, which is the worms that you get from the pork if you eat it in hot places where it's not really well cooked, right? Or is there something over here that's a sin? Yes, it's a sin, and it's forgiven in Christ. And no, you may not, but since you did, there's forgiveness. But that's not license to then go and do it. And I know he'll forgive me. But do you know, when does the fear of God come into a person who stands on the threshold of sin? To help us to turn back. I've got a brother in Christ who came to me and said, this is my problem. I'm telling you now because I need you once in a while to ask me about this sin, and I know that I'll have to answer you because I've already had this discussion with you. And that if in the future I'm tempted in this area, I will remember that if I give in to that sin in that area, I'll face you asking me about it in some future date. And that's one way that iron sharpens iron. And two men come to friendship and say, I will help you hold that line. And I will inquire. And if that helps you to be strong, because you'll face it again, and you'll face it knowing that you'll have to out yourself, I'm happy to be there. And God says to Cain, sin is at your door, and its desire is to have you, but you must master it. So it's ever since the beginning, and it's continued in the New Testament, and it follows us to the grave, that Satan strategizes to get you, and he knows your blind spots, and he knows your weak spots, and he knows what you're made of. He knows where passions are. He knows if you are made a certain way with a certain inclination, that there's a vulnerability there, and he does capitalize on it. But don't tell me I was born this way. I've just got a temper. I have to exercise my temper. And from time to time, there will be an outburst of wrath, and it just has to be accepted. I was born this way. That's not acceptable. That behavior is not acceptable. What other behavior is acceptable because you were born that way? Not a single one. Not a single one. And it's what the scriptures teach in this morning. I mean, it's a little bit of commentary from your minister.